Canopy Group is an insurance agency that is unique by offering 16 carefully selected companies for home and auto insurance. Now, here's a fun little holiday analogy. Would you be satisfied if the only dessert you could have this holiday season was fruitcake made by one person? Well, that would be like having one agent representing one company. Meanwhile, your neighbor creates a cookie exchange with his 40 fun family members. They have a variety of desserts like fudge and cutouts and gingerbreads and all that good stuff. You get the picture, right? The Canopy Group knows that it's all about options. That's why their insurance agency offers 16 companies. In addition, they have 40 licensed elves working behind the scenes to assure you always have the best coverage at the best price. Remember, Canopy clients' average savings is over $800. This holiday season, don't get stuck with just fruitcake. Get options with the Canopy Group. Call 800-967-3389 or thecanopygroup.com.
Crisco Desert Ride After Hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco Desert Ride After Hours. It's time for the podcast.
I had a friend bring this up to me the other day, and we had to really kind of think about this for a second. And I know Dez can weigh in on this and, okay, and probably have the definitive answer. Are gray sweatpants the equivalent of a push-up bra for men?
I mean, where was this coming from? Maybe let's start there.
Do you believe that a man in gray sweatpants is somehow enhancing his appearance?
Because gray makes everything look bigger.
Yeah. And it just...
This is why I try not to wear it.
Right? And so for a guy, there's some dude out there mm-hmm. discovered, oh my God, my ween looks huge in these gray sweatpants. And have you noticed that more and more guys are moving to the gray sweatpants?
Uh-huh.
Is it the equivalent of a push-up bra? Because if you're wearing a push-up bra, what are you hoping for?
Well, you want the girls to look good.
You want attention.
Yep.
You want people to notice them and be like, dang, someone's taking the dogs for a walk. Shoot. But if a guy wears gray sweatpants, he's asking for you to see it. Am I wrong?
No, because there's no way to hide it.
We all know if you wear those, you're showing it. It's on display. It is outlined. It is accentuated.
And it's weird.
And it's enhanced, I would say.
Hard not to look.
So I feel like it is a definitive yes.
Okay.
Thoughts?
I mean, yes, because I got a comment in high school, and that's why I rode with the the bad day. Oh, I wore them all the time.
Because it made your junk look bigger?
Because somebody made a comment. One of the classmates made a comment, a positive comment, and I was like, well, these are going in the every week routine. And I did until I didn't anymore. Until that fateful day where the gray sweatsuit turned on me.
Yeah.
Well, you turned on that gray sweatsuit.
You crapped the pants.
I crapped bad.
Yeah.
That was the day that I never again have I worn gray sweatpants ever. And that was 18. I was 17, 18. Not one pair of gray sweatpants has hit this body.
I mean, think about it, Dez. If he's wearing gray sweatpants and he has the strings, which I always feel like if you're not tying them and you let them dangle down, that's also like two little tiny fingers pointing, going, hey, look it down here. Take a look at what I got going on. Those little strings hanging down, and then they hike up.
I love that.
Just a little bit to show off a hot ankle for you.
Hot ankle and maybe a good sculpted calf.
Like a nice calf. Mm. If it's like midway on the calf. Yep. So you're seeing calf, ankle, and then the strings are pointing. It is. Mm-hmm. I really believe that this person is correct in saying it is the male push-up bra.
Agreed.
I also don't see a lot of people wear gray sweatpants, though.
Oh, I do.
Okay. Because I'm not looking in the same
crowd. No. They're everywhere.
Oh.
Trust me.
Okay.
Doing research.
I trust you.
No, they're out there.
They made a resurgence. It used to be like you only like went for the black. The gray was kind of you're at home. It's kind of embarrassing. But I think they figured out the magical pouch area that I think they're just rocking.
Okay. It's like women who wear yoga pants in public. It's a push-up bra for your butt.
Well,
is it not?
I'm going to get it for holidays.
Nope.
I think been long enough.
No.
It's been 19 years since I put on a pair of gray sweatpants.
Let's keep it that way.
I think I'm going to get a pair.
No. Nope.
I get what you're throwing down, Ryan.
Okay.
No, I don't.
I get it.
He wants us to see his baggage. So.
I'm going to come in and the
we've
tightest.
Seen it. We saw the pig nuts.
Oh, Lord.
It was a lot to take it. He had the shortest little cutoff shorts, and it came squirting out the side of his shorts.
He lifted his leg.
I will say.
He hoisted his leg. Devin, have you seen this video?
I have not.
Oh, bless your heart.
Well, we have this podcast forever with Ryan's blessing when he said he saw my junk and it's a lot to take in. That's all I need.
Okay, let's end there.
Let's end there.
This would be the worst of times if you are one of the 900 people invited to get on a Zoom call with the CEO of your company. Can you imagine the CEO's like, I want to talk to you on a Zoom call?
Okay.
This is going to be great. And then you see there's 900 people. You're like, oh my gosh.
Are we like selected as a special group of people? Are we getting a bonus? Is it? It's the holidays.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Here is what the CEO had to say. If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group that is being laid off. No. Your employment here is terminated effective immediately.
No.
What? What? Hold. What?
You got the bottle of champagne ready to pop? Like, it's been a great year. We know it's been a great year. Woo! You're fired.
Oh. Poof. Oh.
No.
I'll never understand companies that do that right before the holidays. However, is it good to find out now, here we are, December 6th, that you're terminated? Now you can kind of take the month off and enjoy.
That's true.
What would you rather have? Let's talk to a guy who's been fired many times. Yeah. Crisco.
What's best?
What is the best outcome?
Well, any time off is great time off. So I think for the holidays, think about it. What better time to eat your feelings?
Yeah.
You're already going to be emotional. You're going to be a little bit, you know, bummed out that it happened, especially during a 900 person Zoom call. Mm-hmm. That is like, you can't even see the CEO half the time. You can't keep up with where he is. And then he lets you know you're gone. This is the time to just go eat your feelings all month long.
What do you do today? You're fired. What do you do?
I feel like, are you saying that?
Crisco, you're terminated. You're no longer affiliated with this radio station. Oh, pack your crap. Get the hell out of here. What do you do?
I leave the state.
You leave the state?
I would leave the state.
I would immediately
like get my stuff, go ahead and figure things out, get out of the state for a little bit and assess if I need to be here.
Anymore. What state?
Vacation?
I don't know where I'd go. You know where I'd want to go. San Diego, California. God, look at you.
Yeah.
It's a good friend.
It's a good place.
Yeah, I've never been. So I would just be like, I'm just going to, you know what? I'm going across the country.
You do realize it's not actually a whales for China.
It's not?
No. No.
I believe Ron Burgundy said it.
He did say it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? True.
Agree to disagree. I'll tell you when I get there.
So you're going
to
go practice the Yaz flute in San Diego?
I have to get better at my Yaz flute somewhere.
All right. That's good. Yeah. I don't know how I'd feel. Would I want to work all the way through the holidays and then find out I've been fired or have the holidays off?
I'd rather have the holidays off.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like, is this leading up to anything?
He's actually letting us all know we've been let go.
No.
He's like,
you've all been renewed.
Yay!
We weren't part of that conversation. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Did you know?
I didn't know. I don't know anything around here.
So we still work here.
Yes.
Okay,
for a long, long time.
Stop it.
Why do you keep putting years up? I just dropped my water. I'm so frazzled.
Easy there, big guy. So why don't you just get it off your chest now? Confess to this podcast the truth about what's happening at your house. Dez, prepare for this.
Oh, no.
This is going to be hard to hear. I'm still processing my feelings.
Really?
You're processing your feelings?
Yeah.
I'm processing mine. So it was brought up multiple times this weekend.
Oh, God.
Is this while you and the family were sitting on the couch?
Yeah, playing Deal or No Deal. on the cable box, because that's what people do on the weekends. It was brought to my attention multiple times, and my mom started moving stuff in. She is moving in with me.
What?
Permanently?
I don't think it's like a weekend thing or anything. She's ready to give up her home, but you guys know and I know she cannot live on her own, and her and Jesse, they butt heads. I mean, my sister is constantly like, what if we all live there? My mom goes, do you think there's room for all five of us in here? I don't think there's room for us. And I'm like, isn't it my place to say if there's room or not?
It's your home.
Yeah, it's not really. It was, and now it's not really.
Well, who pays the mortgage?
I do. And the nice part is, if I am indeed fired, I can just transfer it right over to them, and I'll be like, you guys got a house.
This You're not fired. And what room is she going to take? Is it the one that's you have the common wall?
You remember where Crowley stayed?
Yeah. Oh.
That one she would take over.
Oh, so her headboard would be up against the wall where your headboard is.
Your poor mother.
The good news is all I'm going to hear is Hallmark movies, and I don't want to tell you what she's going to hear, but still, I actually would plan on doing something we've talked about for a while. I would move downstairs. Because, I mean, you know me. I sleep hot anyway. So I like to be down in the cold, cool basement.
Oh.
And so there's, I would probably carpet that other room.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
And so I would carpet that room and have it be a bedroom where, you know.
So you moved out of your mom's house.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because Dez was making too much fun of you.
Yeah.
This
is the best Christmas present ever.
You wanted the jokes to end. Yeah. Now your mom is moving in with you.
Yeah, but it's different in a way. And I hope I hope she has some pity on me. She needs me.
No.
And I would hope. Nope, no. That doesn't mean
no.
She's going to.
Nope, okay. No, you still live with your mom.
Well, no.
It's gonna be come the on, best when your sister also moves in.
Technically.
And your nephew. Like, wow.
She lives with me.
Yeah,
still. But you live with your mom.
I do, because I care about my mom.
Isn't he such a virgin?
He's never going to have sex again. Like, literally.
That was determined before she moved in. I'm pretty sure we already knew that. Until I go to the bunny ranch. Then talk about who's not getting any.
Yeah.
Huh?
Just kidding.
I don't have any defense right now. I had to come up with something.
Isn't it called the chicken ranch?
No, it's not the chicken ranch. It's the bunny ranch.
Bunny ranch
what
in
are
Vegas.
You going to?
I'll go with you.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Oh,
Devin's going to come with me.
Oh.
Are we going to go in hand, or don't you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you forgot.
That's true.
This is uncomfortable.
Kidding. I was just saying I'll go with you.
Yeah.
Like,
just for moral support. Like, you should be outside the door. You got this, buddy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Those bunny ladies are going to be like, he lives with his mom.
Hey, they would still take the money, though. It would be great. Actually, you know what? Now she's going to be homeless. I can't do this. No, you're right, Ryan. That is all I knew I needed to bring it here.
Uh-huh.
Because I had to suss this out. I can't deal with that. I cannot give her the upper hand. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She can't live with me.
No.
Period.
And
period.
She shouldn't live with
she
you.
Shouldn't.
She wants to and she needs you.
No,
you're going to let
can't.
Your mom live with you.
I will let her be homeless before I let her move in with me.
So great. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
I know.
God. No, Gene.
Thank you, Gene and Jesus.
You know what's funny? Who has a ton of room and constantly wants people to get
I've
into her home?
I invited you to live
no,
with me.
No, not me. I think I'm going to send Jean your way.
You know what?
I'm going to send. She has all the room in the world.
So then I can make the joke. I
about
live
yourself.
With your mom.
That would be great. This has all turned out good. I'm glad I brought it here.
Okay.
This is needed. I can't do it. I cannot live with another year of my life of you making the same joke. Because he lives with his mom.
It just all is just falling into place for me.
It is perfect.
I'm actually going to let you know I resigned.
Yeah.
So
we don't accept your resignation.
No, Ryan, I'm telling you.
Nope.
As the leader of this show, I resign.
Your punishment is to work with me for the rest of your life.
You can resign all you want, but we don't accept it. And you're under contract. So
I got to go talk to the boss.
So Devin feels like he's on the verge of his first big fight. Dez, I think you need to be the relationship coach here.
Okay.
Help young Dev out as he navigates these very scary waters.
Oh boy, what's happening?
I don't know. We went through the whole, Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah,
that was a lot.
A lot of firsts.
Yeah, 3 or 4 days together, without separating for a second. We went to her family's, we went to my family's, and we went to a wedding. And there was just a lot of stuff. That happened, you know, between the Thanksgivings and the wedding. You know, we had some whatever. And like, it's a newer relationship. So we haven't had like, you know, like the big fight of blah, 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 blah. It's kind of just if you're upset, you get quiet and don't say anything. You know, what's wrong? Nothing. I'm fine. Yeah. Kind of the passive aggressive, you don't say anything, blah, blah, blah. But I think we're getting more comfortable with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's just bubbling and brewing.
Uh-oh.
It's coming soon where we're comfortable enough to beep you. Blah, blah, you know, maybe
you're
not
saying,
that aggressive.
You're saying
no,
F just, you?
You would be comfortable enough. No, I'm legitimately asking. If you were comfortable enough with that person that you were dating, could you look at him and be like, you know what? Bleep you.
No, I would never say that.
Because I could never.
I don't
never
know. You said it to Ryan, and I wasn't expecting that.
Well,
yeah, me either.
I mean, truly, I wasn't like, this was like weeks into his job, and he was like, hey, bleep you.
Like, yep. Whoa.
But I said it in a
loving
way.
Yeah. See, that's the way Devin gets around it. So what's the fight going to be about?
I don't know. It could
you
be.
You feel it brewing, though.
Yeah.
You can feel a fight coming.
It's just been like we spent yesterday together, and it was fantastic. But and maybe it'll die down now that we've like had a few days off, you know?
A few days off.
So you've just had too much time together.
Yeah,
is what I'm hearing.
I think. Yeah. And then a lot of other elements mixed in that were causing so much like angst and like just a lot of stress.
Does that bode well for a relationship if 3 to 4 days is like the point where you're like, ah,
right?
I can feel like I'm about to boil over?
Well, I think...
Like, that's... Like, you need a couple days off. That just seems weird.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I think we found out a lot of first about each other.
Yeah.
You know, she wants to travel. She wants this. And we're tired and just stuff like that. And I think it...
We had
the wedding issue.
I mean, I feel like for the last couple of weekends, you slept a lot. I don't know why you're so tired anymore. It's usually sleeping, eating, and waking up.
Yeah. Children need sleep.
I mean, I get it. What time did you wake up on Saturday morning?
This Saturday?
Yeah.
Like 11:30.
11:30. I haven't slept past like 7 on a weekend of my life.
Sounds amazing.
But you guys know the day I had before, and I didn't get to bed till pretty late. So.
But see, I feel like, Devin, this is going to be a parenting moment for me. I feel like...
Give it to him, Dad.
I feel like you told us last night you went to bed at 10:30 after eating Pizza Hut. If you have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, why are you going to bed that late?
Well,
and then Saturday, of course you're going to sleep till 11:30. You went to bed at midnight.
Well, yeah, I...
Good response.
Well.
Yeah, that's a good argument.
Wow.
All right, well, we're going to have to just follow this and see if the relationship implodes or if it blossoms. You have to learn how to fight.
Yeah.
That's one of the first things every couple has to learn how to do.
That's why I was saying I'm excited.
Why?
Sorry to cut
you
off.
You're excited for your fight?
To see how it goes.
We've witnessed how you fight, Devin. You don't fight very well. You just yell,
shut up, F you. You're going to go, shut up, F you. Oh, woo, look at me. I'm so funny. That's going to be the entire fight.
I love playing like the battling each other's brain. And like, I'm pretty good at staying two steps ahead of somebody.
Yeah.
Oh,
and laying low.
You're gonna play
but also.
Oh, so you're playing all of us, Devin. Okay.
You know what, Devin? I'm just really tired of you leaving your cereal bowl in the sink. Why can't you just put this in the dishwasher?
I do.
No, like, seriously, put your bowl in the dishwasher so I don't have to clean up after you, Devin.
You should see my
apartment. Put your shoes away. You kick them off when you walk in the door and you throw them everywhere. It's a mess. I trip on them on my way to be a nurse. Could you put your shoes away, please?
Sammy, you know I keep my home spick and span.
It's not spick and span, Devin. The bathroom is gross. I'm a woman. I want this to be clean. Could you have towels that don't smell musty and gross?
It's gross because of you. I am clean.
There's the fight right there.
I'm the reason why your apartment is gross.
Yeah.
That's fine. Then I won't be here.
Good. And I'll sleep better.
This is not good
news. Totally there won't be a first fight because it sounds like it's over. So that's going to be great. I hope that's not your fighting tactic.
Did I guess right on the disagreements?
Absolutely not. You should. Take a video for you when I get home.
She hasn't complained about those things.
No, and
I was
again,
just guessing.
I am like a clean freak. No, she's clean too. I was just.
How can you say like you're a clean freak with the amount of garbage you bring in here every day?
I bring garbage.
Like bags of stuff just laying around all over the place. I know, but it's like, you know when Devin's in this building because there's like 5 trails of different things leading to him.
He lives like the pigeon lady in Home Alone.
100% nailed that one.
It's what he looks like. It's what he feels like. He's the pigeon lady in Central Park.
He has fingerless gloves.
Yes, he does. He's the pigeon lady.
Say that you're the cleanest person at home and then come in and be like, oh my gosh, where's all my stuff?
That's another bad move when fighting, when you just walk away. You can't walk away, Devin.
Well, you guys are really smart, and I don't have the brain power or
energy.
Hey,
you're the one who told us you're a genius.
Yeah, you said you stay two steps ahead of everybody, and you got 3 knuckleheads in here who you're going...
I mean, I am clean. I just have a lot of stuff with me. I cut down one bag last week when you guys called me out on it, brought it to my attention. Then I cleaned out my backpack and then added more stuff because I was like, no, I'm going to need this. Mark my words, by the end of this week, I will have a light backpack that I bring with me that will have headphones, Tums, hair gel, gum, gummy bears, mouthwash,
which I did say, is it necessary to carry a 5-pound bag of gummy bears everywhere you go?
No, you don't.
No,
need
it's
that.
Not.
Put
you
it in
could
a baggie.
Keep your 5-pound bag at home and then carry a smaller little Ziploc baggie of gummy bears.
Let me step out of the studio and show you what I brought today.
I believe you when you say that. Good job, Devin.
Thank you.
You're adulting like a boss. Devin, everybody.
Just learning how to fight.
Yeah. Devin. Okay, so we got a text this morning. Well, well, well. What do you have to say, Ryan? You guys were teasing Crisco about Zendaya and Crisco's love of her and their age difference, but isn't Ryan 13 years older than Harry Styles?
Oh, isn't that weird?
Well, it's interesting because on February 1st, we're only 12 years apart.
Until October.
Well, I like to think of it as a 12-year gap. And my response to that listener was, Harry Edward Styles, who I love so very much, is an old soul. Mm-hmm. I'm an old soul. And that is why we are the same age. In soul years, we're the same. So we're perfect for each other.
I have no reason to tell you why I'd be perfect with Zendaya. I just like her.
Boobs.
Okay, if that's the case, then you've clearly not seen Zendaya.
Yeah, tell us about her.
She does not have boobs. They're not all there. Oh. It's very small.
So you've really examined her 25-year-old body, huh?
God, don't say that.
Like, have you seen her nakad?
No, but I saw her in a really revealing shirt. Oh. And it was very cold in the room.
Oh my God.
It's because she's tiny. She I had to look teensy. Her up.
She's teeny tiny, but like
she just turned 25, so she was 24.
Oh, so that's a little 13.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's a gap there. Ooh. But still.
You love who you love.
You love who you love, Des. You're right. Amen.
Oh, she is just I'm sorry. Devin, does that look like no boobs to you?
Those look like nice boobs to me.
Okay, you can't say. Don't ask him because it just sounds weird.
Is that bad to say?
No, it just goes back to the whole Halloween thing about the dog.
Thank you, Des.
It sounds like the whole Halloween thing and the dog was like, I like your boobs.
So what are you drawn to about her?
Her face, her hair, her body.
Her face, her hair, her teeth. I love her teeth.
What brings you to Harry Edward Styles?
What brings me to him?
Yes.
His vulnerability, his emotion, his voice, his smile, his kindness, the way he treats people, what he represents, what he stands
for. She's great, too. She's fantastic.
Really? The fact that Harry will champion all these causes and do things for people that... He doesn't have to do any of this. Helping people come out at his concert.
Uh-huh. That's true. She doesn't have a concert. Or
his
I'm
whole
sure she
campaign
would.
Is treat is people singer. With kindness. TPWK.
She is a good singer. She is great. Okay, you might know a little bit too much.
I do know a lot.
I mean, you could be his publicist.
Did you know I did this whole thing where I looked at every single tattoo he has on his body, one by one. It's a whole website dedicated to all of his tattoos.
I wonder if there's a Zendaya one.
Okay. And so, Devin, this is something you may or may not know. About Harry Styles. He has tattooed right here, right over the old collarbone.
Yeah.
Black 17.
I didn't know. I knew that there was a tattoo there. I didn't know what it was.
Black 17.
And what does that mean?
It just goes to prove why we're meant for each other. Black 17. 17's my birthday. It's a sign. Yep. He also has the letter R tattooed on his body. Some say it's for his dad. I disagree.
It's for Ryan.
Black 17. Roulette.
Yeah.
James Bond. He loves James Bond.
Ballin'.
How crazy is that?
And I love you and Harry Styles. There's two guys.
Here we go. He's pouring it on things again.
I wonder if he's into like a polyamorous relationships. I would love to be in a relationship with Ryan and Harry.
I think it's just me and Hair Bear.
Yeah. There's not room for a third.
He didn't invite you in.
That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, what would you do in the relationship?
Yeah. What part would you play? Would you clean the house?
Every part you want me to.
Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you, we're meant for each other. He's a Bond lover. What are the freaking odds of that?
I mean, he tatted up. You should get matching tattoos.
Oh my God, yes.
Black 17.
You should. You've never had a reason to get one.
The next time I'm at a casino that happens to have roulette, I'm going to play Black 17 for Harry, and I'm going to video this and see if I actually win.
I bet you will.
Oh, God.
I love it
so
much.
And then he's going to hear about it, and then he's going to come and meet you, and you're
going to get a restraining order
after.
Could you imagine? You'd make TMZ. That would be amazing.
The only person that Harry has to take a restraining order out against would be me.
He'd be like, what's her name? It's actually not. It's a male DJ from Minneapolis.
Yeah. Fat morning guy needs to be banned.
Oh,
cool.
Stop it.
So what's going on with your hot tub, Des? Seriously, like, are you starting a thing?
A thing?
Like, this is what you do now? You invite strangers to bathe with you?
Well, I mean, I just want to live in the hot tub, I decided. Like, yesterday, Dusty, like, got out and got me things a few times, and I'm like, this is where I live now. So I'm going to be here all day. Our neighbors and the kids showed up at our house at, like, 9 o'clock yesterday, and we all got in the hot tub, right? Taylor made breakfast. We got in the hot tub. And we stayed in there until 3 p.m.
Wow.
The kids just kind of, and I mean, I even got out, ran, did snow angels, you know, in the snow. Yeah. It just reminded me of being a kid. It's like all of a sudden hours had just gone by.
But now you have neighbors just jumping in and you're bathing with them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's chlorinated. And,
but still.
And you know what I told the kids? Oof. That it's a very fancy hot tub. And if they pee in there, yeah. Taylor will get a text. And it will alert them who peed. You should have seen Landon's face when the little boy's like, oh. I said, oh, yeah. Well. And I go, don't even think about it. He's like, he gets a text. I said, yep. And he had just gotten in. So I know he hadn't tinkled, but I guarantee he would have.
He's like, okay, Dusty, let's see if it can tell. Let's both do it at the same time. Ready?
Call the bluff.
Let's go.
Oh, I'm going to come over there and give Taylor so many text messages.
Is Crisco invited to sit in your hot tub
anytime
with you?
Anytime. Oh, you come on nice over.
It's I even so, just said I was going to pee in it.
The sheets are so relaxing. You know we've just had our hot tub breaking and breaking and breaking and breaking. And finally, it's a one that doesn't break.
Yeah.
And no, so it was.
Devin, do you want to go bathe with our neighbors?
Hell yeah.
One family, another family. And yeah, people just kind of rotated in and out.
See, I'm kind of judgy about who I'm going to jump in a hot tub with.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little more selective.
Well, I mean,
like even I don't like anybody in a hot tub, I guess, now that I think about it.
I mean, you have to wear clothes when you're in it with everybody.
Well, I get that, but still, like on a cruise ship, I remember we'd walk around and scout out the hot tub that was available.
Yeah.
No one's in it. Far away from people.
Yeah, and you could find perfect times to get that. But yeah, if you walked up and you were like, that thing is full, I don't want. Even when you go to like a like a gym or like a club, you don't want to just go sit with like eight other people or even a hotel. That's you're like,
but those are strangers. These people I at least know, and I know that they're clean. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the kids though, getting in and out and in and out.
Oh, see, yeah. Don't you just look at people who are you know standing in pools drinking
and wonder if they're just standing there peeing?
You know
all day?
They are, yes. Especially people who sit in hot tubs for hours and hours.
I agree that, but. That's why, I mean, I hope even the adults heard that they'll know. We're going to know if somebody
isn't
pees
the
in
tell
there.
If it gets foamy. If it gets very foamy, there's a lot of bacteria in the hot tub.
Oh,
isn't that the sign that it's a little, it's not balanced?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I don't know. Ours wasn't like that. But again, it's only
I saw
been
Dusty
in
blowing bubbles
days
with all the foam.
She was.
That's because the bubbles were in full effect.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay. Hours.
Way to end it.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
Make sure you download PodMN because while you're listening to your favorite locally made podcast like ours, you can win free things like restaurant gift cards, entertainment gift cards. It's all at PodMN.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.